Now here's a structure which has compelling attributes. The cross-section, shown here, is not exactly cylindrical, but it's 30 nanometers wide and about 20 nanometers in height. Like all the subunit monomers, dimers, and tetramers which comprise the nucleosome, this structure has a twofold axis of symmetry parallel to the z-axis, that is, normal to the plane of the monitor screen, so that the three lower nucleosomes can be thought of as arising from a 180-degree rotation of the three upper nucleosomes about the axis shown. A similar structure could be made by performing the 180-degree rotation about the x-axis instead of the z-axis. Please note that as you move your eye from left to right, there's a slight vertical offset, with each successive pair of vertically stacked nucleosomes displaced upward a bit, i.e. in the plus y direction, toward the top of the screen. This offset allows for both excellent and extensive square array charge alignment, as described in the previous slides. Additionally, the six pairs of adjacent beta strands along the horizontal midline have excellent hydrogen bonding potential, notwithstanding the minor modeling problem I alluded to earlier. Nevertheless, I am not at all suggesting that this should be accepted as the structure of the 30 nanometer fiber, but merely that it's about the right size and that it has attributes which would more than suffice to explain its stability as a unified structure, more so than any of the other structures I've looked at. We will also see, in part 3 of this PowerPoint series, that it readily adapts itself to the 300 nanometer and 700 nanometer foldings which have been observed in studies of chromosome structure. Therefore, I shall tentatively presume, for the sake of continuing our investigation of higher-order chromosome structure, that it be accepted as a reasonable working model of the 30-nanometer fiber, for the time being at least.